And then we had a flour mill in Ripley, and flour was brought here. I know the flour was, we got our flour through exchange wheat for flour.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we brought corn to the mill and had our meal ground. So actually, when we were growing up, we had our own hogs. We killed hogs and cured the meat. To go to the grocery store, we bought sugar and spices and coffee. Mm-hmm. We had our other food.
To get back to the wheat, was it? Did you keep wheat very much, or did you bring it in all at once to have it ground, or did you have a place to keep it and bring a small amount?
It must have been so we did not keep it. And quite a bit was harvested and was hauled off. And I was small. I don't remember the business end of it.
Did people have what they call a granary or a granary?
If they did, I don't know. It's something I would know about. We did not have it. Our farm, now we kept, we keep several sacks of wheat for chicken feed. Made mom was chicken feed. And then Papa grew oats sometime, but that was purely for feed on the farm.
Mm-hmm. How about the place around the barn, the area around the barn?
That was a lot.
For all the animals?
All the animals, the lot.
You ever milk the cows outdoors, or did you always keep them in the cow shed?
And then we brought ours into the cow shed, and they were fed. We had stalls. We had 7 cows that we milked. And they had a trough, and they were fed cottonseed. They loved cottonseed and made good, rich milk and butter. And corn. And some of them were so mean, you couldn't have milked them outside.
Is that right? And if the cows were kept in the stalls, where did you keep the horses and mules?
Now they were kept in the stall. There was a special stall, and it was made the same way. Each had a little rail partition between them. Mm-hmm. And each mule knew his own stall, and he had a trough, and he was fed there.
Mm-hmm. And the chickens, you had at the hen house?
They were in the hen house.
Did you have a smaller enclosure for chickens?
We did. We had scattered around over the chicken yard little small coops. We called them chicken coops. These were used for a hen and her new chickens, her new babies. Each one was put in one separately. And they roamed outside in the daytime, and at night you would have to go shut them up. And one of the things that was always, we have laughed about so much, my sisters and I, that when there was coming up a dark cloud late in the afternoon, Frances says she thinks that when a cloud is coming up, you need to get out and start doing something. And it stems from Mama screaming, "Get the chickens up, get the chickens up, they're gonna drown them." And you'd be out trying to chase the old hen and all the chickens down to get them back in the coop and get them facing up. And it was a very exciting time, you know, to run out and be sure that all the little chickens were each in their individual coops. And you'd get caught out in the storm and get soaked.
Did you ever, what did you use, what term did you use for a very heavy rain like that? The rain coming down, so.
Well, we would usually say it's pouring down rain.
The reason I ask is, did you ever hear of a goose drowner?
No. If it was called anything other than saying it's pouring down rain, it came in gully washer.
I see.
Then another expression that I remember hearing, it is raining toad frogs.
Oh,